Thank you, Joseph, and thank you for being here tonight. Privileged to be able to look into God's Word together. We're going to be in Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 tonight. Really just considering a phrase out of a verse there. But as our brother John was praying tonight about the traveling and the journeys, and we just want to kind of reflect a little bit actually on a journey tonight. If you can see here on this map, you may have a clear map in the back of your Bible, one that's easier to see anyway, but you notice down here the city of Antioch, and that's in the area of Syria. And then you're going to notice another Antioch up here, and this Antioch is in the area of Pisidia. So what we're looking at tonight is actually going to start in the Antioch Pisidia, and it's going to end up, in the Syrian Antioch, and it's going to end up in the Pisidian Antioch. So not that that makes a whole lot of difference for what we're going to talk about, but I did want to bring out the fact that they took a journey, because they started here. They went across to this island here of Cyprus, went across it, and then came back up here to Perga, and then made their way up to Antioch. And this is all part of the first ever missionary journey. Talk about a short-term missions trip. This really wasn't short-term. This was going out on a ship, a group of guys who had never done anything like this before, and God sent them out. We read about that in Acts 13. That's back in the beginning of the chapter. We're not going to look at that, but as we work our way and through and see that journey going on, we come to where Paul, who was sent out from Antioch in Syria, and now in Antioch in Pisidia, he goes into the synagogue, and while they're there, he's invited to speak. Brothers, do you have anything to share? We could have done that tonight. I could have said, anybody have anything they want to share? We did that for prayer requests, but if we had longer, we could say, anybody got anything they want to come and share tonight? And that was kind of what happened, and Paul said, yeah, I've got something I'd like to share. So from verses 16 to 41, he uses the history of the nation of Israel to bring them to the point of the Lord Jesus Christ and presenting Him as the Savior. And we find as a result of that, we're going to pick up in verse 42, after his sermon. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. So we see that after his sermon, after he presents the Lord Jesus, we find that many of the Jews who were there in the synagogue, probably not the majority, but the many of them, and some of the devout proselytes, ones who were Gentiles but were seeking to follow the religion of Judaism, and they hear this message about the Lord Jesus, and their hearts apparently are struck with the reality of who He is, their need of salvation, as we mentioned tonight, a number who are unsaved, and we've had the opportunity to share the gospel with recently, and wanting them to recognize the reality of the gospel. And we see here that after they came to Paul and Barnabas, there in verse 42, apparently having believed on the Lord Jesus, Paul and Barnabas spoke to them and persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And that's the little phrase that's been on my mind and on my heart, and I just want us to meditate on that just a little bit tonight. The grace of God, we could have a number of different definitions and illustrations of that, but tonight I just want to think about it. It's, I guess, the most basic definition is unmerited favor is what grace is. It's something we don't deserve, something that we cannot earn, and here we have the grace, not the grace of Ronnie or the grace of Barbara or the grace of Sal. Well, we have the grace of God. You know, not all of us can show grace to other people. We can do things for them, not because they earned it or deserved it, but because we wanted to be kind. But here we're talking about the grace of God, and we find that this grace of God is a gift.
When you look through the Scriptures and you study that word grace and you look at the different verses, you see that continually it says it was given. The grace that was given. The grace that was a gift. Grace is all about getting what you don't deserve, what you have not earned. And here the challenge that Paul and Barnabas made to these new believers was to continue in the grace of God. Continue in the grace of God. Stay in it. And I would suggest that part of that, and what I want to think about tonight, is don't drift away from the recognition that you need the grace of God. Continue in the grace of God. You know, as I think about that journey they made, I was thinking about the journey of faith. And we often think about our journey of faith and believing on the Lord Jesus as our Savior and walking by faith and not by sight. You know, and I was thinking about, we also need to not lose sight of the fact that the journey of faith is a journey of grace. The journey of faith is a journey of grace. And so I want us just to briefly consider three reminders of the necessity. It's essential, it's necessary that we continue in the grace of God. We continue in the grace of God. So let's just very briefly look at those. First of all, you began the journey by grace, so continue in grace. The journey of faith is a journey of grace, and it begins by grace. My favorite verses, I guess, in the Bible, if it's okay to have favorite verses, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, just this little part right here, "For by grace you have been saved." We're looking back, and that began, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that journey began at a specific moment in time. You may or may not know exactly when that was, but whether you know it or not, there was a time that your journey began, your journey of faith, your journey of grace, if you've received the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And as Brother Don Pale famously said at the men's breakfast, I'll never forget it, when he shared growing up in a Christian family and not knowing the exact moment he got saved, but he said somebody asked him, "When did you get saved?" And he said, "The moment I first believed." I've never forgotten that, and I appreciated that. The moment I first believed, and that's when any journey of faith begins. It's the moment we first believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that it's by grace that we're saved through faith and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It began by grace, so we need to continue in grace. You know, I think we generally understand that grace is essential for salvation. We know from this verse and others that it's not of works. But you know what? I find that as we journey along this path of life, the tendency is to begin to feel subconsciously that now I deserve what God is giving to me. I've earned it. I came to prayer meeting. And I did my quiet time this morning. And I helped an old lady across the street, and I gave out a gospel tract, and I shared the good news with somebody. And therefore, God now, it's not that God is giving me something as a gift. No, now I'm earning it, and God owes me. That can be a subconscious thing in our minds. But the reality is that everything we have is a gift from God. And we continue to need grace. And we continue to need to continue in grace. And that's the challenge from Paul and Barnabas. Continue in grace. They could have said anything to them, but that was their challenge. Continue in grace. And a lot of these people, they were coming out of the law, being under the law, Jewish and devout proselytes, and they've been trying to earn the favor of God by what they were doing. And now they realize, no, it's the grace of God. It's a gift. Salvation is by faith. But you know, he knew the temptation would be to drift back in. Okay, now I'm saved. Now I'm on the journey, so now I've got to earn everything I get from God. No, it's still a gift. 2 Corinthians 1:12, Paul's testimony was this for his missionary team. "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly towards you. Paul said, you know what? I was saved by grace, and I also live by grace. We often say I'm saved by faith and I live by faith, and that's true. But it's just as true that we're saved by grace and we live by grace. We live by grace. We're saved by grace, so continue in grace. We still need the grace of God to live a godly life for the Lord. Grace is not only for that moment of salvation, but that we might continue to walk with the Lord. We began by grace, so we need to continue in grace. The second point is this. Where we are, wherever you are right now in your journey of grace, wherever you are, you got there, you got here by grace. I got here by grace. You ever been driving down the road and you're thinking, I shouldn't tell this with Kim in the room. You ever been driving down the road and your mind starts wandering somewhere and suddenly you think, how did I get here? I don't even remember driving that last 5 miles. Now, I don't do that if she's in the car with me. She makes sure that doesn't happen. She says my guardian angel takes care of me when she's not in the car to tell. But, you know, someone's like, how did I get here? You know, how did we get where we are here spiritually now? Sometimes we think we got here by what we did, but really we got where we are. Wherever you are, where I am spiritually in our journey of faith and grace, we got here by the grace of God. The journey of faith is a journey of grace. And you have come this far along the journey by grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Here's what Paul... So if you want to measure yourself by another human being, you want to pick out Paul, go for it. I'm not going there for myself. But here's what he said. By the grace of God, I am what I am. How did I get here to where I am? By the grace of God. Wasn't me. Wasn't that I'm such a good, solid, strong Christian and you can, you know, give me the credit. No. God did this, and I had to yield to Him, yes. But it was Him. It was His strength that worked in me. We need to continue in grace. Over time, it's easy to get comfortable with grace, to forget that it's by God's grace that I reach the point where I am. But the reality is that I continue to need grace. I continue to need to continue in grace. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter writes, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's interesting, in the verse right before that, he's warning them, don't fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace. We need to keep moving forward in grace. We've been transported to this point by grace, so we need to continue in grace. We still need grace after weathering the early stages of our walk with the Lord. It doesn't mean that, okay, now I've gotten past the baby stage where I needed grace. I don't need God's grace anymore because now I can do it. God doesn't want us looking at it like that. He wants us growing. He wants us maturing. But He wants us to know it's still by the grace of God that we are where we are and that we will continue on from here. And then thirdly, we're going to finish by grace. You will finish the journey by grace, so continue in grace. The journey of faith is a journey of grace, and you will ultimately finish that journey by grace. Here's what Peter says in his first letter, chapter 1 and verse 13. I'll read it to you in the entirety. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Guess what? At the end, there's grace going to still be there. At the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's still all about grace. It's not about how, hey, I'm here because I deserve to be here. No, I'm here because the Lord Jesus took my punishment. He took my place. He forgave my sins through His death. And I'm just a simple recipient of the grace of God. What a blessing. So we continue in grace, or we should continue in grace. As we get closer to the end of the journey, it's like a lot of things. We start to coast. Maybe you only got 6 months to retirement. Hey, it's time to coast, right? You're in your senior year in college and you saved a few easier courses for the end, so you're just going to coast through those last few months. We can do the same thing spiritually. Hey, I'm getting down toward the end. It's time to kick back and rest, and I don't need to be counting on the grace of God anymore. Yes, we do. The understanding that grace awaits us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus should motivate us to persevere in grace in this journey. At the end of his life, Paul could look at his son in the face, Timothy, or didn't look at him, he wish he could have, but he wrote him a letter from prison, and he taught him to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Be strong in that grace. We're going to reach the final goal by grace. So continue in grace. We still need grace after reaching a stage of spiritual maturity. The journey of faith is a journey of grace. So continue in grace. I thought I had another verse up there. I didn't. Okay, we'll go back to that and I'll just read you the verse. Titus chapter 2. Turn there real quickly as we close up. Titus chapter 2. I think here in this, in these verses here in Titus 2, I think we're going to see these three stages of the journey kind of brought together. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The grace of God brings salvation. You know what? We began by grace. So we need to continue in grace. Keep reading. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. We have gotten this far by grace. Grace is teaching us to say no to sin and yes to the Lord. That's grace teaching us that. Keep reading. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to finish by grace. We're looking. We're looking ahead. We can't wait to be there, to be with the Lord. I'll just close with 2 Corinthians 12:9. You don't need to turn there, but you're familiar with the verse very likely. 2 Corinthians 12:9, where Paul has prayed that the Lord would remove that thorn in his flesh, and the Lord said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." My grace is sufficient for you. That's what the Lord says to us tonight. Paul and Barnabas say to us tonight, continue in the grace of God. God says to us tonight, my grace is sufficient for you. What a blessing to have the Word of God, to know the grace of God. What a joy. Let's keep leaning on the grace of God, never thinking that we can do it on our own. No, it's the gift of God. How thankful we are. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much tonight for the grace that you have bestowed upon us. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Father, thank you for the grace of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace that has appeared to all men, that teaches us, that has brought salvation to us, that prompts us to look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that it's all by grace. Thank you that it's not of us. We confess we cannot earn the gifts we receive from you. We do not deserve them. Father, help us not to believe that lie of Satan. Father, help us to always be so thankful for your grace, which is bestowed abundantly upon us. Father, it makes us want to obey. It makes us want to do those things that honor you, because you were so gracious to us. Thank you for treating us as your children. We love you. We thank you. We pray, Lord, that this journey of faith will truly be a journey of grace for each one of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you as you journey tonight and on through this week and the rest of your life.